Tom, we need more HB toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And we have some great people here in the studio today. Welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio, alongside the great and prosperous Stephen Julian. Do not look over your shoulder. It's you. Mi amigo, my friend, I'm looking directly at you.
Thank you, Mike. Actually, I was looking for the great and wonderful people in our studio because I know it's not you and I. It is our guest this morning.
It is
for sure.
Ladies' night.
It is. Ladies' morning.
Ladies' morning here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Before we get to business, I think you have a little
Before we get to the great guests, let me just tell you that SpeedPro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it, whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show display, banner, event graphics, wall graphics, or more. SpeedPro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit speedpromarietta.com.
Would you like to know who's on the show today?
I would love to know who's on the show today.
Joining us from Certified Home Care of Georgia, Sonia Hackett is here in the studio. From Touchmark National Bank, they're a national bank. We have Dorothy Kahn. And from Ferritech, the underwriter of this show, in the house, the CEO and president, Maria Mendillo.
Those are fantastic guests. Before we've even asked them any questions, they're fantastic guests. So it's just going to get better from here.
No, actually, if you're saying they're already fantastic, then there's nowhere to go but down.
Oh, no, no. There are levels above fantastic, Mike. We are going to discover them today.
All right. Let's see if Sonia can live up to the billing then. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Sonia Hackett from Certified Home Care of Georgia. The floor is yours. Tell us about your company and what your company does.
Well, the process we do with our home care agency is that we attend to needs for someone who is concerned with their loved ones. And definition of loved one would be perhaps it's their mom and dad. They live in their home, but they're at the way of kind of starting to forget. Well, we can provide CNAs to go inside that home and kind of monitor what they do instead of them being sent off to a nursing home. And then we also do post-surgery. I mean, anything with, for example, if you have surgery and you've got your legs all messed up and you need somebody to come in and kind of help you get around until maybe the spouse gets home, well, we can help with that.
As far as a home care agency, when you're looking for a good one, what should you be looking for?
Well, I recommend, first of all, you prepare your questions beforehand. You have some questions written down, and then I say that you want to pick at least three home care agencies, and you want to see how they respond to those questions, because that's very important. You need to be prepared when you do that interviewing, because that's going to make a decision for who you have come into that home.
Sonia, you mentioned at the very beginning that CNAs would be coming in. Is that something that every home care agency would have, or is that a level of by CNA certified nursing? I don't know the jargon, so help me unpack that a little bit. And is that something that every home care company has, or you guys have a higher standard of care for people?
Well, that's an interesting question. Now, with Certified Home Care of Georgia, we have CNAs. They're certified nursing assistants, mm-hmm. and they have to be certified by the state of Georgia. And, of course, we do background check, and we do at least two interviews. But that was a good question. They are definitely registered with the state. And
the fact that certified is in your name, I'm guessing maybe some of your worthy competitors, they might not have everybody certified, or it might be we just need someone to come in and do something that doesn't reach the level of a nurse.
I see what you're saying. No, yeah. The word certified is something that is a part of the logo for the name. But every agency would have a CNA certified.
All right.
Sonia, you said earlier you should ask a lot of questions. What are some of the questions that you should ask?
Well, for example, I would look at you and I would want to know, first of all, what are the concerns with whoever you're speaking of, that loved one? And you may say to me, well, I think she's getting a little bit of dementia, this my mom. Or, you know, I'm really concerned with that. And of course, your mom will be there. Well, I want to know kind of the traits with her. If this is something that she's starting to be forgetful, then I'm going to ask, well, what does your mom like to do? What entertains her? Does she have an energetic personality, or is she someone that's a little bit quiet? Because that's going to have a lot to do of who we assign as a CNA.
So it's almost like you're interviewing them just as much as they're interviewing you.
That's right. Exactly. Because we've got to make sure we do the correct match for them. That's very important. Like, I wouldn't want somebody coming into me that's just real quiet. I mean, I was like, you know, be a little bit energetic, you know, so we can, it's got to be a good match.
Sure.
What are the spectrum of services that the CNAs can do when they come into someone's home and help?
We can do the light housekeeping. They can prepare the meals. Now, we don't do anything medical. We're non-medical, so we cannot administer shots, but we can make sure that their supplements or what they right. have are laid out. We can do the wash, you know, for them. We can attend, we can do their hair.
So there's a lot of things that you
can
help with.
Yes, there is.
And you mentioned post-surgery. I'm wondering, is that something that it's not necessarily for our senior citizens, but maybe someone who's just coming off of surgery? I was thinking of pregnant mothers who get told you have to have bed rest. Are those situations you can help with?
Good point. I was just going to say that. Sometimes a pregnant mother needs to be laying in bed for 6 months. So she's definitely going to need somebody there to attend to her needs.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sonia Hackett with Certified Home Care of Georgia. I'm sure something that you see all the time, very prevalent, dementia, Alzheimer's. Do you have, is that something that you feel like you guys have the experts to take care of?
Yes. And I say that because in the early 90s, my mother had dementia and there was nobody out there to help, nobody to give any type of counsel with me to let me know what to expect. Our CNAs are trained for that because you have got to know exactly what they're putting out and you got to understand why they may be responding like that. So you've got to know how to handle that. So that comes a lot of compassion and training.
We're talking about Certified Home Care of Georgia. You kind of touched upon it a little bit at the top, but give us a little bit brief history of the company and how large the company may be.
Well, the company has been around since 2008, and the woman who, you know, started the company, she had been a caregiver for 26 years, and her whole idea is she wanted to relay that service of how she feels about with her compassion to the caregivers. She wanted to be controlling that. She wanted to have that right in front of her, so she started the company. So she is very hands-on. She's kind of like a... what's the word I'm looking for? She oversees quite a bit. She interacts with them quite a bit so that she's on top of them, everything they're doing. So she shows a personal interest with them.
Obviously, the name Certified Home Care of Georgia, is that cover the whole state, mostly in the metro, obviously Gwinnett County?
Within about a 50-mile radius.
Okay.
Gwinnett.
Perfect.
And where do you see, where does she see the company going? And we've talked about her off the air too. I've met her before. And you talk about passion. You got to have a passion for this, especially for this business.
Well, you know, you do. And that's part of her interviewing process as well. With the questions she asked, you have got to have this love. You've got to see where that person is, and you've got to try to understand they're going through a phase to where that could be you sometime. So you need to be gentle with them and loving with them. And her to start a company like that, that's a love right there.
I'm going to go back to the questioning process. You know, Mike had asked, what are some of the questions people should ask? Are one of the things that you guys find yourself in is being part of the discussion of whether the loved one needs to stay in the house or go into more of a facility? Is that part of the conversation as well that you would encourage someone?
Well, let me give you an example. Okay. My mother-in-law is 92 years old and she has had home care for 3 years, 24 hours a day in her home with her Shih Tzu, with her surroundings. Now, she wouldn't get that warm and fuzzy in a nursing home. So she is being pampered. That woman is a happy camper. She is going to outlive me. She is very happy.
And the cost, obviously, is also can be very beneficial to staying at home, as yes. well as the emotional and all the different things.
Well, you just touched it, the word emotional. the emotional. And we try to deal with a CNA going in and not changing anything about their whole living, you know, the structure, to be like another family member in that home with them.
We're talking about Certified Home Care of Georgia. Sonia, for anybody who's listening that would like to find out more and check into your services, do you have a website or phone number that you would like to share?
It's, the website is www.certifiedhomecareofgeorgia.com.
And is that Georgia spelled out?
Yes, sir.
Certifiedhomecareofgeorgia.com.
Yes.
That's pretty simple.
And the phone number is 770-635-8042. And my extension there to that would be extension 13.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Steven?
Yes.
You have more business to take care of before our next wonderful guest?
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes I have to work really hard for the segues. This one is an easy segue because we've been talking about caring for your loved ones.
Yes.
And love is what makes a Subaru. You can get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Maybe you want to come in and see the difference, or maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. What?
That was like a little kiss there.
Wow.
Yes.
Got a little weird.
See, we talked about it before the show. That's why Steven reads our sponsor reads. He's just so much better at it. I stumble all over him, but he gets them in flawlessly.
And then apparently some kissing noises happen or something. Can we back away from that? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, when you made your joke, I could do this one here. But that wouldn't quite fit.
Wow. The comedy timing of Mike Sammons.
My new toy. All right. Let's go on to our next great guest here. Dorothy Kahn is with Touchmark National Bank. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Mike.
So a bank. I know what banks do, but what makes Touchmark National Bank so different and unique?
We are different because we are a community bank and we focus on commercial customers primarily. We cater to business owners and real estate investors, and we do a phenomenal job at it because that's all we do, is we cater to the commercial client.
Commercial lending, I understand, is kind of your niche as well. You're really good at that. Talk about commercial lending.
Yes, commercial lending is my passion by day. Won't talk about that at night. However, commercial lending is a fascinating field, and it's changed quite a bit over the years. Ever since the economic recession, commercial clients and business owners had a really hard time trying to get financing and keeping their businesses afloat. However, banks are willing to lend these days. As a matter of fact, Touchmark National Bank has quite a bit of capital. We're doing very, very well, and all we want to do is lend money as fast as we can. However, because of what happened in the economic recession, one of the things that we do require is for business owners to have more skin in the game. So my advice to business owners when they come to the bank and they need a loan to help expand their company or their business is don't come to the bank with empty pockets. Make sure you've got plenty of capital behind you.
Don't just come with your hands, holding out your hands and saying, give me some money.
Exactly. It just doesn't work that way. The bank wants to make sure that the business owner has enough equity to keep their business afloat in good times and in bad.
Dorothy, I want to ask one quick clarifying question right up front. Now, the fact that you guys focus on commercial lending and commercial business, you do still offer normal bank to individual clients?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, as being a community bank, we only have one location in Alpharetta, Georgia. However, my client base is based all over the state of Georgia and in the Southeast. And we can cater to clients that are not local because we can offer a remote deposit capture, which means people can deposit their checks right from their desktop. And they don't need to walk into a bank to do their business.
Is there a percentage of your business that's more commercial? You know, in other words, you do work with individuals, but whereas the typical big bank will only do about 5 or 10% in commercial lending, we do X percent. Is it that kind of show, that focus? Because business owners are individuals as well, and mm-hmm. business owners usually have a lot of individuals who work for them, and that's obviously a great thing you're trying to do.
Absolutely. We offer every product that a big national bank would offer when it comes to deposit accounts, CDs. As a matter of fact, we have the highest CD rate in the state of Georgia right now, and we offer every deposit and loan product that any other bank in town will offer. However, we do cater to that business owner and that real estate investor, which makes us different.
Dorothy, you're the vice president commercial lender at Touchmark National Bank. So here's a question I had, because I consider you an expert now. How does a commercial line of credit differ from a home equity loan?
That's a great question, Mike, because a lot of commercial clients don't really understand. They expect the commercial line of credit to work exactly like a home equity does, and that's what they're familiar with, because almost everyone that has a home equity line of credit. However, with a commercial line of credit, the bank is looking for you to repay that every single year. It's a 12-month loan. And you borrow when you need to pay your payroll and your operating expenses while you're waiting to collect those accounts receivable and you're waiting for that cash flow to come in. But once the cash flow comes in, you have to repay that amount that you borrowed. So it works much differently. And people get confused. They think that it's a 15-year note and they never have to pay it back. But they do. They have to pay it right back.
Wow. She knows her stuff.
She's an expert.
Let me ask you another one, because you did so good with that one. What's the difference between financing, say, your personal home and commercial real estate property?
Yes, Mike, again, that is different, because when you finance your commercial residence, it's a government-backed security program, and you get 30 years, typically up to 30 years, to pay back your note. But with a commercial loan, we ask that you put down much more. Like I said in the very beginning of this interview, you have to have skin in the game. So you have to put down anywhere from 20% to up to 35%, depending on the collateral. So there's a big difference right there. And then the other difference is that usually there's a balloon, which means at the end of 35 months to 5 years, your note comes due. Now, you probably can't pay it back in that amount of time, but we can look at refinancing it. And again, the amortization is typically about 15 to 20 years versus that 30-year amortization that you get with a residential loan.
So you've talked a little bit about the commercial line of credit. You talked about commercial loans against commercial properties. What are some of the other features that Touchmark offers business owners that they would want to know about? And I'm going to ask the question, I might sound foolish in asking this, but are there other types of lending, business lending, that business owners need to kind of think about apart from the property and the line of credit?
Absolutely. Touchmark offers both conventional loan programs as well as SBA loan programs. And it used to be that SBA loan programs had a little bit of a stigma to them. People thought, oh, I don't want to do that because I'm better than that. But SBA loan programs actually allow a business owner to put less money down. They have much longer amortizations, and that helps the business owner conserve cash flow. So if a business is actually growing and expanding and they need to hold on to every dollar that they have, an SBA loan program is perfect for them. And we offer 7A SBA, 504 SBA, and also USDA loan programs. We loan on agriculture, small business owners, farming. We can finance strip shopping centers, hotels, gas stations, you name it. We can do everything that has to do with a commercial product.
I think if you're a business owner and you're looking for any kind of lending, maybe a good place to start would be Touchmark National Bank. What do you think, Mike?
Absolutely. And when your bank underwrites a commercial loan, what are some of the factors that determine approval or denial? So companies that are coming to you kind of know what to expect and what to prepare for?
That's a great question, Mike. And one of the main things is good credit. We are looking for borrowers that have good credit and they have good repayment histories. We're also looking for a business that is stable. They have a track record. They've been making money. And also the breadth and depth of the management's experience. So if you are someone who's been in the industry of making widgets and all of a sudden you decide that tomorrow you want to open a restaurant, that's probably not a good risk for the bank to take, because you just don't have the expertise in that area. However, if you've been making widgets for 30 years or 20 years and you come to the bank and you're like, look, we want to expand, that's an excellent, excellent type of client for us.
What happens if you own a restaurant and you're serving like widgets with cinnamon on top? I mean, would that kind of, never mind. Steven's looking at me.
Aren't you an expert widget maker, Mike?
Yeah, I've made them for years.
All the way back to high school and economics, right? That's where we first learned about widgets.
You put a little whipped cream on. Yeah.
Cinnamon. It was cinnamon. I thought it was cinnamon.
Well, I'm saying, but you can also put whipped cream on them, and then I could open a restaurant. but I can't go to Touchmark if I do that.
No.
We're just kidding.
Do you have good credit, though? And because we know you've got the experience. Okay, next question.
I've already heard a lot of reasons why I probably can't use Touchmark. but we won't go down that road. You have been very impressive. I mean, you like know this stuff like...
It's almost like it's her passion it's during like, the like day, Mike.
I mean, this is not your first rodeo, Dorothy.
Mike.
Tell us about... Because, you know, not only are you getting Touchmark, you're getting Dorothy. So tell us about your background.
That is correct. That is correct. I have been in banking for over 25 years. I don't like to say the number anymore.
She started when she was 10. Sorry.
But, yeah, the best thing for me in my career is the relationships that I have made along the way. I've seen businesses start very small and help them grow over the years. And it just does my heart so good every year when I see those tax returns that they give me. And, you know, they're growing by millions and millions of dollars. And just to know that I was a small part in helping them get there is very satisfying.
I'm going to ask one quick question here. Community bank, but there's a lot of big bank bonuses that you guys can offer. What's the myth out there that you would love to kind of just break down about, well, I can't go to that community bank. They can't handle, like, is there a business that's too big? You said you're well capitalized, all that kind of stuff. What are some of the myths and what are some of the mistakes people make when they think I can only go to the big banks?
Well, big banks do serve their purpose. So let's clarify that. They do. They have a role and that's fine. But what would drive you to go to a community bank such as Touchmark is when you do want that expertise. All of our staff are very, very well-versed in what they do. Tons and tons of experience. We've all come from big banks, small banks. We all have the experience that it takes to really hold somebody's hand and get them across the finish line. So I think the most important thing is if you don't want to feel like a number and you do want a personal relationship, give me a call and I'll take great care of you.
Is there a sweet spot as far as size of business?
Wait a minute. You said only one more question.
Okay.
Come on, Steven.
I apologize.
Oh, go ahead. You already started.
Are there? I know you guys can handle a wide spectrum. That's very obvious from the answers you've given. Is there a sweet spot? Are there a couple of different sectors or sizes of companies that you go, man, this is a perfect fit for us?
Right. Any company or a real estate investor who's looking to borrow somewhere between $200,000 and a few million, mm-hmm. That hits our sweet spot just right.
Perfect.
One more questions, Steve?
No.
Okay.
Except, no, just kidding.
Touchmark National Bank, as far as brick and mortar locations, do you have multiple locations?
We have one location.
Just one,
and
Mike. You weren't listening.
You weren't listening.
No, I want her to emphasize this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Please emphasize your one location again. In Alpharetta.
We're wrapping up the interview now. I wanted to emphasize their location.
We are in Alpharetta. However, Dorothy is very mobile, and she travels all over the state of Georgia to go wherever her customers are.
Mike's throwing things at me. Dorothy, you're being very professional in the midst of this unprofessional moment.
I hope nobody's watching the video on YouTube. That's all I can say. For those that would like to find out more, your website, very simple, touchmark.com.
Touchmarknb.com.
Very simple, Mike. Good thing she corrected you. At her location in Alpharetta, and Dorothy can go anywhere in the state, touchmarknb.com. What about phone numbers?
Please call me directly. You can reach me on my cell at any time at 678-389-1899.
And your website is touchmarknb.com.
That is correct, Mike. Thank you so much.
And one thing we can guarantee, Mike, they will be so much more professional and so much more smooth and so much, they'll handle things so much better than we just handled the end of that interview.
So, Dorothy, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. Thank you.
All right. Dorothy Kahn from Touchmark National Bank.
All right. Let's get this back on track. And the way we're going to do that is you are going to talk to Maria from Faratech, and I will as well. But before she gets on the air, let's remind everyone that Faratech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Faratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call at 770-582-1188.
Well, now there's no reason to talk to Maria. You just said it all.
Oh, there's plenty of reason to talk to Maria.
Maria Mendillo.
And it sounded really good, too. I'm going to call them when I'm done.
I hear they're a good company. There's good people there.
Great company.
Great people and
friendly people.
Great service. Maria, you are the president and CEO of the aforementioned Faratech.
This is true.
We kind of got a little brief summary on the read there about what your company does, but tell us a little bit more. Kind of unpack it a little bit.
Can I say something first?
Oh, God.
The last show, Stephen, if you recall the last show I did,
yes,
I slapped Ryan a little bit.
Yes.
He made a big deal about it, but he just threw a pen at you.
Yes. Welcome to my work environment. Do you see why I have to have an outside job as a financial advisor? I can't. I wouldn't survive here.
Unlike Faratech, where everybody gets along and it's lovey-dovey and it's a family atmosphere. And I know that's the case because I've been to your offices. It's a family atmosphere. Here, it's a violent workplace.
There are both sides of that family dichotomy, you know, so that there is some, we are BFFs.
You should see.
You guys are. And yeah. Dance partners.
I'm not going there.
You did say that one time.
Oh.
Stephen didn't like it.
Boy, your mind's like a trap. You don't forget anything.
He makes kissing noises during the show. It's yeah. And then he throws things at me. Yeah.
Noises.
Well, are we done?
Sure.
Okay. Let's move on with the program now. Faratech. The question was, Miss Mendillo.
Yes, sir.
Unpack a little bit more about what your company does. How you serve the community, how you serve your businesses.
Stephen, can I have that sheet, please?
Sure, here you go.
My company manufactures toner for laser printers, copiers.
Use the microphone, Maria. This is radio.
Like nothing like forcing it at me.
Oh my goodness. I was just trying to be professional.
We sell the hardware. We repair the hardware. We sell copiers and toner for any machine. That's what we do.
And you said this last time, so I want you to focus on this again. You guys do more than just sell the product. You really are a go-to resource for any business owner who wants to have that kind of stuff in their office. And I think you said you want them to talk to you before they go buy anything, because
absolutely.
Especially when it comes to printing.
Especially printers.
Because if they don't talk to you, they're going to end up spending so much more money.
On toner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The printer companies, HP, Xerox, whoever it is, they pretty much give the printers away. And they do that because all the money is made on toner or ink. And there's a difference between toner and ink. So ink is probably what people would use at home, small ink jets. And toner is large laser printers. And so that's what we manufacture. But they could be extremely pricey, hundreds of dollars per cartridge.
And that's different from another printer, which will do just the same type job, and you'll spend what, you know, $75 less on, or half mm-hmm. the half price.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also things like Brother machines have a toner and a drum. So there's an additional cost right. if you go to those units. So HP makes it with the drum inside the toner. So you only have to replace the toner.
And the natural inclination of Americans is to buy something and say, look, I got such a great deal on this thing.
Absolutely.
And you're trying to educate people to go, no, you're going to get a great deal over this next 3 years of owning right. this thing.
They say, I paid $99 for this printer. It's an awesome deal. Yay me. And then they go and refill the ink or the toner one time, and it's more than what they paid for the printer. We call them throwaway printers. So spend a little bit more on the printer, a lot less on the toner, because cost of ownership is, of course, in the toner.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Maria Mendillo with Faratech, and you guys are based in Norcross, but I don't think people realize just how big you are. Talk about the size of the company and you serve, I mean, nationally, internationally?
We do nationally and internationally.
I mean, you guys are big time. Beat your chest a little bit. Tell us how big you are.
We have over 4,000 customers, pretty big. We have customers in 40 states currently, and then a little bit international. I'd like to do more because then I get to go over there. And
shame on those 10 states that are not customers of Faratech.
How dare they?
I know.
How dare they?
But talk about the history of the company. I find this very interesting because it's an employee-owned company.
It is an employee-owned company.
You rarely hear about that.
Our founder, who just had a birthday on Monday, so happy birthday, John Farah, started 25 years ago. And so our company, the average tenure in our company right now, 40 employees, the average tenure is 12 years.
Wow.
So
that beats the 12 weeks here at Business Radio X.
I know, right? You told me 12 months.
No, it's 12 weeks.
12 weeks.
I throw pens at people.
Right.
Yours is like 4 weeks.
It's a rotating schedule.
So most of the original people that have not retired are still there. So when I started 25 years ago, there were 5 employees. So we refer to those as the original 5. 2 of them have retired. So there's 3 of us left.
Wow.
in the company that I've actually been there 25 years. So, and John still comes in a couple times a week. Well, unless he calls out retired or playing golf, which happens a lot.
Maria, you we started the interview focusing on printers, but what are some of the other office products that you guys can help business owners with?
We do hardware, so laptops, servers, cloud.
So it's kind of just a lot of the technology
absolutely.
Of a company.
And then, of course, copiers, printers, fax machines, which are not, we don't do a lot of fax machines anymore.
And it's, I think a lot of times people think of technology as just, you talked about throwaway printers. I think a lot of people look at technology as piecemeal. I buy this here, I buy that there, I buy this over here. But again, you guys are going to say, no, we need to be your consultants with that. We want to develop a long-term relationship. Is that, I mean,
absolutely.
That's how you have 4,000 customers, is they keep coming back and they keep using you guys.
Right. And correct? I always say I'd rather make a dime for the rest of my life every week than make $100 today. Because we obviously everybody wants their income to remain the same or better. We want to keep a relationship for a lifetime, not just to hit it today and gone tomorrow.
I'm overpaying you, Stephen. I mean, you're getting a quarter a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And 24 cents
a week
being taken in taxes.
For the rest of your life.
For studio costs.
But we're talking with Maria Mendilla with Faratech. And I know one thing that when people select a company they want to partner with or use, they want to use a company that gives back to the community. You guys do a lot in the community. Talk about that side of what you do.
We do. And I think personally and professionally that you have to give back. So we want to help businesses. We want to help. We have a few foundations that we support on a regular basis. And I sit on the board for a couple of those. So Faratech and the employees of Faratech give a lot of time and money to the Gwinnett community and the foundations that we support.
And I know you're very involved with the Gwinnett Chamber. You support businesses in Gwinnett County. I mean, you underwrote this show.
Absolutely.
Why? I can't
I have
figure
no,
it
out. Yeah. I swear.
She may be regretting after
how
this.
Did that
after this program, she may be regretting that she's underwriting
oh, no,
this show.
I'll lose my quarter.
You know,
yes.
That comes from you, not her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll go down to just pennies.
Pennies.
If Faratech pulls out.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that to his children.
Really?
Please.
The 15-year-old.
Cue the Melissa Etheridge music now.
there
Listen,
you go.
And if he watch, there'll be another video on YouTube now that he can watch.
That's right.
And he still won't think you're cool.
But I am a YouTube star.
The best part of working with Faratech is you get Maria. I mean, you don't get this kind of personality and comedy with it. You know, your typical printer guy is no
I would
fun.
Think, though, if we, as I would think, though, hanging out at Faratech, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of laughing.
My office
there's a,
is
yeah.
fun. Ask him. He's
absolutely.
Been there.
I have hung out at Faratech.
Yes.
Yes, there have been people that have gone to Faratech never to be seen again.
And there are people who go to Faratech who never leave because it's such a great place to work.
It is very true.
Is there anything else that we're forgetting that you'd like to touch upon before we say our goodbyes?
I mean, you can keep saying how great I am.
You are.
How great Faratech is.
You
I'm
are.
Good with that.
Hey, wait a minute. Trey, did the check clear this week?
Yes.
Oh, you are great, Maria.
Trey, really?
We love
no
you.
No matter what he asks. You say yes if it's in my favor, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
She's taking over the show. It is her show after all, I guess.
I might get 50 cents this week from Mike.
No.
Oh, sorry. Oh, actually, the other extra quarter from Maria, maybe.
You heard from the boss
for.
Herself.
Yeah, that's right.
For those who would like to find out more about Faratech, give us a website, any other contact information you'd like to share.
Absolutely. The website is faratech.com. That's Faratech with an F. And the phone number is 770-582-1188.
Thank you very
much. And
if
you'd like to speak to me, just ask for me. We don't have automated phone systems, real people.
You can actually talk to CEO and president.
You can.
Maria Mendilla, Faratech. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. And you too, Stephen.
Thank you.
What is it, Mike? Do you have any more reads or are we done with the reads?
We're done with the reads, but I think you've got one more special thing to give our listeners.
As we've talked about, what's the name of the company now?
Speed
Pro Imaging Marietta. Yeah, I've got Maria on the mind, which I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad. Recently, why is everybody just shaking their head at me? I'm all out of sorts right now.
Just play the interview.
Don't do a dance. Recently, we met with one of their clients, and I'm just going to go right to the interview. Here it is. I'm with Felicia Lyles, the creative director for the Turner Chapel AME Church in Marietta. And Felicia, as creative director, tell us about, first of all, tell us about the church and then your role there.
Turner Chapel AME Church, we're located at 492 North Marietta Parkway, Marietta, Georgia. The Reverend Kenneth E. Marcus is our senior pastor. The Reverend Cassandra Y. Marcus is our co-pastor. We have been in that building for 10 years, and we are over 150 years old. We just celebrated our 150th anniversary, and we just serve the community. Our motto was making a difference. We love the Lord, and we're just trying to get the word out.
As creative director, I understand you're in charge of marketing. So how do you market the church? How do you get the word out?
Well, I'm more so in charge of graphic design and marketing. And what we do is we advertise through our meetings. We have over 50 ministries, and those 50 ministries have to advertise their events. So basically, any way we possibly can, through posters, banners, flyers, everything, any way we can, that's how we let people know what we do.
You have all these items that you use to market. So, of course, you have to use Speed Pro Imaging Marietta to create a lot of these things. Talk about your association and the work that they've done for you.
Speed Pro is a godsend for us. We have several large format jobs, and we can always send them to Speed Pro. It's convenient. They make it convenient for us. We can just upload our designs. They send us a quote. They send us a proof, and we have it. And they are done in a very timely manner. They have done everything from 10-foot, 10-by-10 step and repeats all the way down to vinyl banners and anything in between. They are wonderful.
All right, there you go. That was from a while ago at Speed Pro Imaging Marietta, one of their clients. They do great work. We love Liddy and Karen and all the folks over there as well. We love everybody.
Yes.
Just like we love Subaru.
We do. Subaru of Gwinnett. We love Subaru. We love Faratek. We love our guests on the show today.
Sonia and Dorothy, we appreciate you joining us, and we apologize if we got a little out of hand over here with Maria, but that's just kind of what we do. We have
a little bit of fun.
I didn't say it was your fault. I'm saying it's my fault.
Totally your fault.
Thank you. I will take complete blame until you leave the studio, and then I'll say it was Maria's fault. Want to thank all our guests, Sonia Hackett from Certified Home Care of Georgia, Dorothy Kahn from Touchmark National Bank, and of course, Maria Mendillo with Faratek. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio shows anytime, day or night, 24/7. If you'd like a good laugh, you can always tune into this one again. Visit GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show or any of our shows on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We're on YouTube as well. We're all over the place. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, I sometimes joke that it was nice knowing you because I'm sure you're going to fire me. Today's as close as I can get, I think. So we'll see if I'm on next week.
No, I'm going to fire myself after this show. For Z and for Trey as well, our producers, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Faratek, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Faratek, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Faratek.com.